The tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School may be the second deadliest shooting in U.S. history, second only to the Virginia Tech massacre. Todd Pence is the superintendent at St. Joseph Community Consolidated School District 169. He says when he first heard about the shooting, he felt sickness in his gut and thought about the immense pressure school administrators are under to keep kids safe. On Monday, he says he plans to meet with his staff to review the school district's safety protocols.
It's just a tough situation, and you know, I don't know if there's any good solid answers or anything that you can even do to, you know, fully prepare. You try to put plans in place and hope to heck you don't ever have to use them.
It may be hard to imagine what it's like to go through the horrible tragedy like the one in Connecticut, but Catlin Superintendent Gary Lewis says he thinks about it all the time.
We do drills. We review plans every year. Luckily, we're a small community, so we know our police force really well, so we talk to them about things. Obviously, if somebody really wants to do something, I'm not sure you can stop them. We can do everything we can in the world to prevent it.
Lewis says he also expects to meet with his staff to go over the school district's crisis plans, and he says counselors will be available to students. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.